Okay, so yesterday at the last couple, during the last couple minutes of Shir, we began the topic of Beis Mazimim Gimel, right? The din, which seems to be muskum lakol, it seems like everyone agrees that two Edim Mazimim can be Mazim, three, afilu Meya Edim Zomim. But we started off yesterday with pointing out that it seems to be a machlokes tanaim about whether this is a chiddush. Which Tana seems to think that this is a Sfar Pshuta, you don't even need a Joshua for it? Rabbi Kiva. Right? Rabbi Kiva is explained by Rashi. Says, oh, it's a Sfar Pshuta. Rashi's Lashon, I believe, Joey read it yesterday. Right? Shahariya Shnaim Ksherim Nechoedios. Once two Edim are kosher Edim, they're believed for all Edim of the Torah, then of course they're going to be believed here to be Mazim Gimel, to be Mazim even 100. So you pointed out yesterday, right, that perspective that, oh, as long as the Edim Mazimim are Edim, just like Kol Torah Kula, two can be, give Edos on any amount of people. So that works out very nicely with what we call the Baal Dover approach, right? If you adopt the Baal Dover approach and assume the Baal Dover approach is a Svar Pshuta, right, that the Edim Zomim are considered the Baal Dover, and that the Edim Mazimim are considered the only Edim, so then of course, right, if it doesn't matter how many Baal Dover there are, the two Edim Mazimim are going to be Ne'amanim against any amount of Baal Dover. So that's to understand Rebbe Kiva. Comes along, the opposite, but really, first came along the Tanakama. So they know you needed a Drasha, the Drasha from the Pasuk, which we'll get to, of, you know, Ma'ashnayim, Shlosha Edim, Shnayim Edim, Shlosha Edim. Right, we'll get to the details soon. But the Tanakama says, you need a Drasha. So, right, so the fact that the Tanakama says you needed a drasha to mechadish this din, again, right, seems to point in the direction of treyer trey, right? The fact that it's, right, because again, as you said before, if you thought of the dover pashut, that the edim zomim are the balei dover, so then you shouldn't, there's no chiddush here. The fact that the Tanakama thinks that there is a chiddush seems to imply that at least before the pasa comes along, you would assume that the dynamic between the mazimim and the edim zomim was a dynamic of trey or trey. Once it's a dynamic of trey or trey, it's in chiddush to trust the mazimim over the zomim. So as the Me'iri spells out in Tanakama, once it's a chiddushu, you might have limited the chiddush davka to two edim mazimim going up against two edim zomim. Oh, but if it is... But if you had three or a filu mea edim zomim, maybe you wouldn't apply the chiddush of relying on the two mazimim over the 100 edim zomim. So again, so that's the background for why the Tanakama, at least pre the drasha, again consider it to be a situation of trey or trey, as highlighted by the Meiri's comments. But now that was Adkan is bin Chazara. But now it comes along. So what is the drasha itself, right? What is the nature of the chiddush that the Mishnah is going to bring down for Tanakama to say that, no, yes, we're going to have this din, which is going to tell you that because of the hekesh between Beis and Gimel Edim, that Beis can even be Mazim, Gimel, or Afilu Mea. So we're going to see two general mahalchim in terms of what is the nature of the chiddush. And the two options are going to be, is the chiddush a din in Hazama? That's going to be approach number one. Or is the chiddush going to be a din in Eidos B'kol Torah Kula? And we're going to see both of these approaches are going to have major implications in terms of the nature of Hazama. So start with approach number one, that it is going to be a din in Hazama. So what is, I would say, the first indication, right, that, right, whether the chiddush is a din in Hazama or a din in Eidos? What would be the indication for saying either way? More specifically, the drasha. Which pasuk is being quoted? Right, again, because we'll see there are two very similar psukim which both mention Beis, right, Shnaim O Shlosha Edim. The question is, right, one is coming from the realm of Edus in general, the other one is coming from the specific parsha of Hazama. So whenever you have those two options, right, where a makor comes from is going to be very telling, very indicative of the nature of the particular din. So according to the first mahalach, that it is a din in Hazama. So again, who is the first, right, makor for this idea that the pasuk at hand is specifically the pasuk that comes from the parsha of Hazama? Okay, I'll say mefurish. It might be an indication of Rashi. What?
The Gra.
That goes to Gra, right? So Tzvi has a diuk in Rashi. But in terms of Mefurish, you have the Hagosa Gra. So the Hagosa Gra goes out of his way, right? On the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah quotes, right? Seems to quote the Pasuk from Devarim Yidzayin Vav. And the Gra goes out of his way and say, no, don't, right? Don't think that the correct pasuk is from Devarim Yidzayin Vav, which is the parsha of Eidos in general. Because again, Shmuel David, what is the context of that pasuk of Yumas Hameis?
Yumas Hameis is by a case of putting something for violating Avodah Zarah.
Excellent, right? That's right. Yumas Hameis is a general din of Eidos by Avodah Zarah, right? So Gra takes away the Yumas Hameis pasuk and puts in the Yakum Davar pasuk, which is the introductory pasuk to the parsha of Hazara. So while the Gra, right, Kedarko, right, just makes the Haggah, but doesn't tell you why, right? Again, look, what we're saying right now is that the basic implication of the Gra is that the Gra, is telling you that don't think that this is a din in Eidus Bekolatar Kula. It's rather a din in Hazama. That's why I, the Gra, am changing the Pasuk, right? Changing out the Pasuk of Yumas Hameis, which is a din Eidus Bechol Torah Kula, and specifically substituting in the Pasuk of Yakum, right? Yakum Dabar, which is specifically a din in Hazama. So now, how can we understand this as a din of Hazama? Can anybody tell me? What would be the din of Hazama, which would tell you that, oh, if you change your perspective in Hazama, that would explain why it is that Beis Mazimim could even be Mazim Afilu Meyach Zomim? What would be the perspective in Hazama to tell you that didn't would be true? Exactly. So maybe says the Gra Hagufa, right? The Baldur approach Hagufa is established by this pasuk. I mean, as we just pointed out before, the Hava, meaning the Tanakama, is that it was Trey or Trey, and therefore it's not Pashat that Beis can be Mazim Afilu Meyah. Kamash Milan, the pasuk in Hazama, right, of Yakum Dover, Beis and Gimel say that no, because the perspective of Hazama is one of viewing the Edom Zomim as the Bali Dover, Mimela, once that's the case, yeah, Mali Beis Edom, Mali Gimel Edom, Amali Meya Edom. So it could be for the Gra that, right, the nature of the Chiddush is the Pasuk in Hazama to tell you Dafka Chiddush in Hazama, that don't view Hazama as a clash between Trey or Trey, rather view it as a clash between Edim versus Balei Davar, and then Mela, once that's the case, therefore it doesn't matter. Now, as Beis Edim, Mazim can even be Mazim, Afilu Mea Zomim, because all the Zomim are going to be Balei Davar. So what's going on here is that, while within Shitas Rabbi Akiva, right, Rabbi Akiva thought that the Balei Davar approach was a Svar Pshuta, and therefore said right off the bat, you don't need a makor because we knew that the Eidim Zomim were Balei Davar. And remember, in the past, whoever was here, whoever was doodling, right? In the past, we've seen that there is an approach in the sugya that the Balei Davar approach is a svar. But comes along the Gra and says within the Tanakama, say no, within the Tanakama there would have been a havamina of trey or trey. You specifically need a gzeres akasev of shnai or a pishnayim or shlosha edim yakum davar to tell you that the dynamic in Hazama is not one of trey or trey. It's rather one of bali davar, and that's why you know beis edim mazimim can even be mazim meya edim zom. So again, so while Rabbi Akiva thought that the bali davar approach was pashut, according to the Gra's interpretation of Shitas Tanakama, is that Hagufa, you need the drasha to Mechadish, not to view it as Trey or Trey, but rather to view it as Baal Davar. Okay, so Adkan is the Gra. Yeah?
Just in general, what's the story to say it's Daf
Baal Davar? One more
time? Just in general, what's the story to say it's Daf Baal Davar?
Oh, yeah, we discussed this in the past. Svar to say it's not Baal Davar is that because the reason why the Edom Mazimim, right? The reason why there's significance to the Imanu Ha'isem is because the Imanu Ha'isem undermines their Eidus. Generally, if you came to court and said, oh yeah, I was with, you know, Yosef and Moshe. So get out of here. There's no nafkamina of that. There's no Kabbalah's Eidus on Imanu Ha'isem. The only Kabbalah's Eidus on Imanu Ha'isem is because in this context, the Mazimim saying Imanu Ha'isem to the Zomim will undermine their Eidus. So on a svar level, you can say that really what the Mazimim are doing is undermining the Eidus, the original Eidus of the Zomim. So then it's a clash between the Zomim saying Reuven killed Shimon And the Mazimah coming along and saying, no, you have no raya that Reuven killed Shimon because Imanu Ha'isa. Within that perspective, that's really a clash of trey. The chiddush would be, no, we're going to view Imanu Ha'isim as an independent edus on the Gavra Edom Zomim as being like a case within a case. That's the idea. Yeah.
Is it forced to say that the only way that Gra says it's only like the only drasha according to the Gra is that's now
Din Hazama?
Who said that the Gra's limit is Dafka that's now in Mekai? Who said that?
Well, it doesn't
the second
mahalach which will develop soon is that the drasha is a chiddush is a din in edus b'chol Torah kula.
Yeah, no, but you said according to that you just want to bring that pasuk because the case we bring is a zama. But you said okay, it's talking about a zama and you learn from a zama to everything.
Okay.
But like, who said that? It's forced to say that.
Again, if the gra again is making a hagah, presumably it's because he's bothered by something. So again, if
a pasuk and that. We'll
get to the details, but if you think that the chiddush of the pasuk is a chiddush in edus, so then who cares that the makor is in edus? Because the chiddush at hand is a din in edus. You know what I'm saying? The second mahalach is going to say that the chiddush at hand is a din of trei kameya, which is a din in edus. So if it's
the pasuk is all talking about edus, only about that. But after we do that. We could learn from a zomim, not because of the limit of.
But again, we'll get to the only way you can learn from hazama. We'll get to this soon from the Rambam. The way to learn from hazama to edus in general is only if the din at hand is a din in edus. Once it's a din in hazama, so again, for sure the way we're explaining right now, according to explain now, the din in hazama is about the dynamic, right, the yachas between the edim hazimim and the edim zomim. At the viewing the Eidim Zomim as the Bali Davar, right? That has no shaychus to Trey Kameya by Achasha, right? That's for sure the case. We're saying, but the other Mahalach is that the Chiddush of this Drasha is a Chiddush of Trey Kameya, as it did in Eidus. Once that's the case, so then why can't you learn that from Yumas Ames? As it did in Eidus. The fact that the girl goes out of his way to say, oh, take out the Yumas Ames, put in the Yalkum Davar, I want a Pasuk in the realm of Hazama. It sounds like because he thinks the Chiddush at hand is not a Chiddush in Eidus B'chol Torah Kula, which would work out with Yumas Ames, it's rather a Chiddush in Hazama. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Moshe. But if that's, we'll get to it. But if that's just an application, there's a very big difference between an application of a. I mean, you can have a general din which has an application in Hazama, and a particular din in Hazama. So if it's just a general, again, we'll get to all the shittos later. Meaning, like the Ritva, right? The general din of Trei Kameya comes from this drasha. So then you're just right. We're talking about Hazama. But we're applying a general din of Trei Kameya, and just there's an application of that.
I mean, it doesn't say anywhere else it's Hedrin. It's just somewhere in Mishnah Hedrin and quotes the din that quotes Apichna Ibadim as a drush of Amos. Perhaps just in the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah presents it, it's a Nazam. That's a Mishnah. It's a Nazam.
But
once that din Nazam is really a Said Amos, fine. But is it that?
But then there's no problem of the makor. It's like Kash 22. Meaning, once you end up extending that to Eidos, because you think at the core of the din is a din in Eidos, so then why can't the makor be a makor in Eidos?
Then why the mission presented as an Nevamah?
That's a separate question. It's a question of that mahalach no matter what.
Oh, it's not sure. It's telling you the Chiddush and Hazama, which the Yisrael of the Chiddush is a din.
But you can still ask, why don't you teach the... Meaning, you can still ask the question, if the Makor, the Yisrael of that Chiddush, is a din in Eidos, you can still ask that question on that Mahalach, so then why present it? And why present the application by Hazama if really the Yisrael is a Yisrael in Eidos?
That's
not
Hazama.
That's not so clear. Meaning, the Pasuk...
The
pasuk is by Hazama. That's not so clear. According to the Mishnah, the pasuk is not by Eidos. It's not by Hazama. The pasuk.
That's exactly what they're saying. The pasuk is by Hazama, and therefore, that's why we're studying here.
You think you're just answering a technical question of why is it here? But then you have a much more fundamental. I don't think that really solves much. Yeah, it's possible. I just don't think that's the Pashas. Okay, but besides for the Gra, right? Who else besides the Gra also seems to learn that the right that the Makor for this din of Beis being Mazim Gimel is the Makor from the Parsha of Azama and not the Makor from Edus?
The Aruch Laner.
Excellent, Aruch Laner. So if everyone can please look at the Aruch Laner, it's the first on the Mar Makom sheet printed there. So again, the Aruch Laner again. It's coming from a slightly different angle, right? The Aruch Laner is basically saying, like, you have a lot of dinim in this Mishnah, and only one pasuk, right? So again, Rafi, what's the question of the Aruch Laner? How can you have?
How could there be? Well, there are two questions, but one of them was how could we learn out the in general the din in general that was Misa that couldn't.
Let's read it inside. Right. The problem that the Aruch Laner is bothered by is that how can you have two distinct dinim from one pasuk? So first he's going to call the Pnei Yeshua, then he's going to reject it. Let's just go. You see that the three dots. Lachen nir lani asaiti.
Oh yeah, lachen nir lani asaiti. Ipcha mitivari Pnei Yeshua.
So he really thinks, right? So the Aruch Laner again adopts the Pnei Yeshua's approach that really there are two psukim here, there are two distinct drashos. And he just flips the Pnei Yeshua, right? Which pasuk goes for
any combination except for that one.
Exactly, right? So says the Aruch Laner that you have the pasuk of, right, of Yakum Davar, the Hazama pasuk at the beginning, and then you have a three-way machlokas between Tanakam, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Kiva about, right, which din in Hazama comes from the pasuk of Hazama. And then you have the pasuk of Yumas Hameis, which is the makor for the general din of Nimsa Echa Mehem Karov Upasal. Right? So what comes out of the Aruch Laner is that you have a general din of Nimsa Echa Mehem Karov Upasal coming from the general din in Edus, general pasuk of Edus of Yumas Hameis. But then you have the beginning, the Reisha of the Mishnah, which are dinim, sounds like they're dinim in Hazama, right? Again, either the din of Beis being Mazim Gimel, according to Tanakama, or Shimon's din in Hazama of Achi Zimu, that's Kulan, or Rabbi Akiva's din in Hazama of Lahachmir, we'll get to the details a little later. Again, coming out of the Pasuk of Hazama. So again, in line with the Grup, right, the Aruch Laner is similarly saying that original din of Beis being Mazim Gimel, that's a din in Hazama, and therefore it is derived from the Pasuk from Hazama. And it's only the general din of Nimsa Echa Mekarav Upasal, which is a general din, which therefore can be derived from the general pasuk of Yumas Hamis. So again, I think like our analysis in the Grav, the Aruch Laner similarly seems to characterize that opening din of the Tanakama of Beis being Mazim Gimel as a din in Hazama, and therefore it is derived from the pasuk of Hazama, in contrast to Nimsa Echa Mekarav Upasal, which is a general din, and is therefore derived from the general pasuk of Yumas Hameis. So you have both the Gra and the Aruch Laner seemingly assuming that this is a drasha of Hazama. The way I'm explaining it is because this drasha is a din in Hazama. It's telling you a chiddush in the dynamic between the Mazimim and the Zomim. Ankan, the first approach, again, of the Gra and the Aruch Laner, that this din of Beis being Mazim Gimel is a din in Hazama, as I'm suggesting, is about the dynamic of Hazama. We're going to see now the second Mahalach, right, which says that no, really the drasha is a din in Edus b'chol Torah Kula. It's a general din in Shnayim Kemet, right? Otherwise known as Trey Kemet, is a din in Edus b'chol Torah Kula. And the application here to Azamba again is just that, is merely an application of the din edus b'chol Torah kula. We're going to prove this through many mefarshim, and at the end we're going to come back to figure out, so now what are the implications, you know, on Hazama, the fact that you have this din of edus b'chol Torah kula applying here, and we'll get back to the implications at the end. But what is the first pashut indication that this is a din b'chol Torah kula, is a din in edus? What's the pashut implication of this? What? Before we get to the Rambam, even before the Rambam, the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah's girsa quotes a pasuk v'yumasames. The fact that our girsa of the Mishnah again quotes the general pasuk of v'yumasames, the implication is that there's a general din in edus, right? You can't bring a raya to a din in azama from a general pasuk of v'yumasames, which is in the context of avodah zarah. So obviously the fact that our Mishnah's girsa is Yumas Ames implies that this is a general din in Edus to treat Trey Kameya, that any number of Edim have the same status of Trey, and therefore when bees are being Mazim Gimel, right, there's no significance to the 2 versus 3, it's just like 2 versus 2, and therefore just like 2 could be Mazim 2, 2 could be Mazim even 100 because of the general din of Trey Kamei. So again, the first indication of this Mahalach is the Mishnah's Girsa that it's coming from the general Pasuk of Yumas Ames. So who else, after the Mishnah, which Rishon on the Daf makes this connection that you can learn from Hazama to also to Achasha? Rabbeinu Chananel. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, again in the old classic versions is on Hey on the Pays, where it should be. For some reason, the Oz V'Hadar, it's, you know, it's on Vav Amin Aleph. But again, it's Dibur Amaschil Al Pishnai Meidim. Moshe, would you mind? I guess two Moshes. Kokowitz first? Yeah. See, Dibur Amaschil Al Pishnai Meidim. Let's pay careful attention to number one, how Rabbeinu Chananel learned the Drasha. And number two, what? Oh, okay. You're saying Shnayim Edim is the Yumas Ames. Yeah. Right, because the other one is Shnayim Edim. Good point. Which is going to work out when she does so. Yeah. Moshe, you got it? Okay, so far it's just that so far it's just the Mishnah. But again, whenever, this is, you know, important to our Chalitza, whenever a Rishon, Rashi does this a lot, it says Kolomar, what's the implication of Kolomar?
It's not obvious from the...
Exactly, a little bit like a la Dafka, or against the Pashtas. So again, when he says Tam Lomar Edim, already the Rach says Kolomar, what this means to say, like, so pay careful attention, your eyes should always be focused whenever you see a Kolomar. Oh, so how does he explain the drasha? Kolomar.
Oh.
Cool. Okay. So again, two things. Again, the big picture, most important thing is that he says kach le'inyan din azama, implying that up until that point, what were we talking about?
Edus,
right? It sounds like we're talking about Edus Bechlal. So the Rach says that the drasha is a drasha in Edus, which is then carried over kach le'inyan din azama. So the Rach clearly thinks that this drasha is a general din in Edus of Trey Kameya, and then once you have this din of Trey Kameya by Edus in general, we can then carry that over to Hazama. That's the biggest point in the Rach. That's why the Rach is right, according to approach number two, that the din at hand is a din of Edus. But again, I think it's clearer in the Nimuki Yosef, but I think also the Rabbeinu Chananel, I think, is an interesting way of understanding the drush of Edim. Right? Generally, when you, Moshe, when you read the Mishnah, when it says, oh, minayin afilu meya, tamalom or Edim. So what do you think of the drush from the word Edim? What? Okay, but what type of drusha do you think it was? Meaning, man, I'm not being clear. It sounded to me, at least, like a reboot, like a classic, like it was like an extra word,
yeah.
Like an extra word in the pasuk. Right? You could have just said shnayim or shlayim or shlosha. Exactly. The fact that it adds an extra edim sounds like it's a reboot. That's what it sounds like. And they're, oh, you have a reboot to include afilu meya, however that works. We'll get back to that. But it's certain Rishonim, I think Rabbeinu Chananel, and we'll see the Nemuki Yosef in a moment, I think, and this is what the Klomer, I think, is a different read in the Edom. Edom is not just a reboy, but Edom is trying to say that any amount, even like a shlosha, right? When it says shlosha Edom, to say that any amount of Edom are just Edom to Edom. I think the drasha is that any amount of Edom will only have the impact of, the same impact of Beis Edom. And we'll see this clearly in Nogi Yosef. I think that's what the Kolomar of the Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, is that Kolomar, what's the drasha of Edom? Kolomar, ki din ha'edos miskayemes bebeis, kimosh miskayemes bekuf. This idea that we're saying the status of Edom applies even to Shlosha. Shlosha, filumea, whatever number Edom you have, at the end of the day, it's still just Edom. So it's slightly different. It's not just a reboy, as much as saying no matter, insert whatever number Edom you have, in the end of the day, they are just like Edom, like two Edom.
Well, not 100, because how would we jump from 3 to 100?
So we'll get the Ritz is going to spell that out explicitly, but we'll get to that question in a moment. But I guess just the way the drasha is being understood, if everyone turns to the Nemuki Yosef, it's like a side point. I think the Nemuki Yosef also learns the drasha in this manner, if you pay careful attention. Right, there's Nemuki Yosef, again, Oz v'hadar, it's not hey. Regular, I believe, it is a base and a base. Tamalom or Edom, right? David in the back, you see the Nemuki Yosef? Like, this doesn't have broader implications, it's just in terms of what the drasha is. Yeah. See, Tamad Lomar Edom?
Yeah.
I think that's like an interesting way of it's not a reboy, it's just saying, Afilumea, no matter how many Edom you have, Ein Lahem Ella Din Shnei Edom. I think that's the interpretation of the drasha of Edom. When it says Shlosha Edom, it's saying, even Shlosha is just merely Shnei, has the din of Shnei Edom. And I think that's what the Racha is getting at. Also, it's just a slightly different, version of the drasha, not just a reboy, but it's rather saying, insert no matter what number of Edom you have, at the end of the day, they're just Edom, they have the status, they have the din, the impact of Beis Edom. Okay, but in terms of the big picture, you have, right, in terms of the second Mahalach, that it's a din and Edos in general, you have the Pashtas of the Mishnah, quoting the Yumas Hameis Pasuk, then you have the Rach, who clearly, when he extends it to Hazama, clearly sees that the original drasha is a drasha in Edus, and which then carries over to Hazama. Which other Rishon similarly has a carryover, but in the opposite direction? The Rambam. So the Rambam in Perek Yudches Hilchos Edus Halacha Gimel, very, very important Rambam, where he also carries over this din between the realms of Hazama and Edus in general, but in a slightly different direction than the opposite direction of the Rach. But again, at the core, it's the same idea. So again, we've seen this very important Rambam for other reasons. Benny, do you have it? No? Anyone? Mayor, do you have it? Do you have a Rambam?
No.
No?
Not
open. No. Joey, you have it? That's right. So already, when the Rambam is talking in the realm of Hazama, again, already he's using the lashon of Trei Kemeah. Shnayim kemeu meyak shnayim, which already, again, is the lashon used by Edus. It says, oh, you see from this din that Beis can be mazim gimel afilu meya, this din of trei kemeya, and not only does he use the lashon of Edus of trei kemeya, he then equates it. Oh, and proof that is a general din in Edus is the Rambam says, oh, the same exact din applies to Achasha. The same din of Trei Kemeah that we find by Azama, right, also carries over to Achasha. So as we'll see in Reb Chaim in a moment, right, it sounds from the Rambam that this is exactly the same din. Right, so again, whether you're the Rach or the Rambam, when you're carrying over a din from Hazama to Hachasha or Hachasha to Hazama, the only way that makes sense is if you think that at the core of the din at hand is a din in Edus. That the drasha at hand is saying trei kameya. The ones, the din at hand is a din in Edus, and it's just an application in the context of Azama. So then you can then extend it from Azama to a chasha like the Rambam does, or in the opposite direction from Edus to Azama, because at the core we're dealing with a din, not about the particular dynamic of Hazama, right? The dynamic between the Mazim and the Zomim. No, it's a general din that we treat Beis Edim, Kamea Edim. Once that's the case, so then you have this equation between the realm of Edus and Hazama. Yeah.
How do you extend from Hachasha to Hazama?
So Reb Chaim is going to get to this, because if you was one more time, how can you extend?
How do you extend from Hachasha to Hazama?
Oh. Like the Rach does it that way. Because once you assume that the din in hand is this general din, that the nemonus of two Edim is the same as the nemonus of 100 Edim, so then that's just going to carry over to the realm of Hazama and say, yeah, obviously, the realm of Hazama, you're dealing with Edim, and if you say that right, Gimel Edim has the same status as Beis Edim, so then just like Beis Edim can be Mazim Beis Edim, Beis Edim can be Mazim 100 Edim, because 100 Edim and 2 Edim are the same.
Within Imanu Ayis.
Yeah. Because once you take the assumption that 2 Edim are the same as 100 Edim, so now Hazama is just an application of that. Same idea. But Reb Chaim is bothered by a slightly different question, right? Reb Chaim is bothered by the direction of the Rambam. Because the Rambam goes from Hazama to Achasha. Why is Reb Chaim bothered by that direction? Because, yeah. Oh, because Hazama is Chiddush. Because it's a Chiddush to believe the Edim Mazimim over the Edim Zomim, so asks Reb Chaim, so just because the Torah establishes that we trust the Mazim, the two Mazimim over 100 Zomim, maybe that's still part of the Chiddush of Hazama. Maybe that's a part of the Chiddush of Hazama to trust the Mazimim over the Zomim. But how do you know that would also extend to the realm of Hachasha, where you don't have that type of Chiddush? So that's the question that Reb Chaim is going to raise on the Rambam. And so let's see Reb Chaim inside, see how he's going to resolve that based on fine-tuning his understanding of what Trei Kameya is really all about. It's a very important yisod about Trei Kameya in general. Yosef, would you mind reading the Reb Chaim? So first he quotes the Rambam, which we just read, where he said, he brings his din of Trei Kameya from Hazama, then extends that to Hachasha. You see, like five lines down. So he says, "Oh yeah, that's the Mishnah in Makos." It says, "El Disham." All right. So the Rambam is mechadish that this is the makor for Trei Kameya, right? Bechol Torah Kula. Chaim is pointing out that you don't know that from the Mishnah itself, right? The Mishnah is in the context of Hazama. The mission itself never mentions that anything about Hachasha and Trei Kameya by Edus in general. Oh. So basically, asks Reb Chaim, as we just said before, since there's a special chiddush by Hazama to trust the Mazimim over the Zomim, so maybe Dafka, in that context, do we say that two Mazimim can even be Mazim 100 Edim? But how do you know, in the context of general Edus, that we're also going to treat, you know, Trei Kameya? Maybe it's Dafka here, where the Chiddush is to trust the Mazimim, that we're even going to trust the Mazimim over 100 Zomim. So now Reb Chaim, to answer this question, is going to get to the core of what Trei Kameya is about. Oh, actually, before he gets that, a couple more lines. It's Aruch Lomar. So in the Havamina, in Reb Chaim's Havamina, he's saying, a little strange, because there really seem to be two different dinim. One seems to be a din in Hazama, And you can insert the special dynamic of a zama, which allows Beis Mazimin to even be Nemanim over 100 Edim. You could even set up a Baldover type Svara. That's a special Chiddush there. But, right, the din of Trei Kameya by Edus in general, that seems to be a separate din, as Reb Chaim. So at first glance, says Reb Chaim, these seem to be two different dinim, right? But, yet Reb Chaim admits, right, proves, the Rambam's presentation makes it very clear these are not two distinct dinim. They're really all one din. And now Reb Chaim has to explain, how can you understand the din of Trei Kameya by Hazama is not being a din in Hazama, but it's rather being a din in Edus, right, in line with this, the second approach that we're developing, again, that this, the Chiddush, even by Azama, is a din, not in Azama, but rather in Edus in general. Oh, so the Nir Mokhach Mizah.
The Nir Mokhach Mizah.
Yes, it's very important. What is he? Lo Nemar Le'inyan Din Ruba. Again, he doesn't explain so clearly what he's coming left. Okay, that's where Shmuel comes in, where he really explains what the alternative option is. We'll get back to that. Saying it's not a special din, right, in that you trust the two over the three. I'll add, right, even though really the three has more Nemanas, it's a Chiddush that we're still going to trust the two over the three. It's not that. Rather, what is it? Rak Be'etzem Hilchos Edus. Okay, so what was Reb Chaim Chadash here? Now, what's the idea of Trei Kameya, even at work in the context of Hazama? Okay, good, excellent. So again, Shmuel spells out even more clearly. We'll read it in just a moment. But the option that Reb Chaim is coming la'afuke is the tzad to say that when we say Trei Kameya, right, is that yes, in a chanami, the ne'emanus of three or more edim is greater than the ne'emanus of two edim. And just the chiddush of Trei Kameya is that we rely on the lower ne'emanus of the two edim, right, as much as rely on the higher edus of the gimel or the men. Right, again, the tzad that Reb Chaim is coming la'afuke is to say in a chanami there are different levels of ne'emanus, but the chiddush is that we're still going to rely on the lower level. L'mashal, let's say if you have like a chart of edus. Right, to say that really, let's say 100 Edim have score a 10 out of 10 in the Ne'emanus level. Two Edim only score an 8, let's say. Right, obviously arbitrary numbers, right? But the Chiddush of Trei Kameya is that we're going to rely on level 8 Ne'emanus as much as we're going to rely on level 10 Ne'emanus. That's the Tzad Reb Chaim is going to come in la'afuke.
How would anybody apply such a case that there'd be any difference between those?
Because if you take that perspective, so if the perspective is that in a chanami, two is a lower level of Nemanus, but the Chiddush is that Afal Pikin, we're going to rely on a lower level, so then you're open to the Chiluk and between Hazama and Achasha to say, maybe that's Dafka Chiddush and Hazama. Maybe Dafka by Hazama, where there's a Chiddush to rely on the Mazimim, are we going to rely on the lower level 8, Ne'emanus over the Zomim, even though they have a level 10 Ne'emanus. But comes from behind and say, no, that's not the pshat. The Chiddush of Trei Kameya is rather that 2 Edim, 3 Edim, 100 Edim all have level 10 Ne'emanus. The Chiddush of Trei Kameya is that as long as you have 2 Edim, 2 or more Edim, all have the exact same level of Ne'emanus, 10 out of 10. Once that's the case, once the Chiddush of here, the Beis being Mazim Gimel, says Reb Chaim in the Rambam, is that even two Edim have level 10 Ne'emanus just like Mea Edim. So once that's the case, so then the Chiddush is a Chiddush in Edus. The Chiddush is a Chiddush in Edus that two Edim and 100 Edim have exact same level of Ne'emanus. And if that is the basis of why Trei could be Mazim 100, So then the Mela, that's exactly would be the same basis to carry over to the realm of Hachasha, of Trey Kamehah, because once we really treat Trey Edim as having the same level Nemanos as 100 Edim, so Memela, just like that, that has one application in the realm of Azama, that's going to the same application in the realm of Hachasha, that Trey is going to be Kamehah, because it's not that, and we'll see this inside of Shmuel, not that, yeah, two have a lower level, but yet the Chiddush is to rely on that lower level, is that no, two and 100 Edim all have the same level of 10 out of 10 Nemanos. And once that's the case, so then Hazama is a mere application of that, and then Hachasha is just is also another application of that. But let's, before we're taking any questions, let's just see the way Reb Shmuel sharply, you know, spells out both options. Because Reb Chaim spells out the option he ends up taking, but doesn't so much spell out, right? Doesn't spell out so clearly that tzad is coming lafuke, right? In Shuri Reb Shmuel, he really explains, right, what the other tzad is. Akiva Finkelstein, would you mind? Do you see the Shuri Reb Shmuel? Oh, so again, you're right, this is the other side. Is it that even though there is a Mila, there's a higher level of Namonis for three or more Edim over two Edim, but all the Chiddush is that we rely on the lower level of Namonis like the higher level? And then V'chein... And the way they would apply there is that, yeah, we're going to rely on the two Mazim three, even though the three have a higher level of Manas, oh, because that's the Chiddush. Oh, right, so again, or, and this is the tzad that Reb Chaim ends up taking, is that no, the Chiddush of the Drasha is not that we rely on the lower level of Namanas as much as the higher level of Nemanos. The Chiddush of the Drasha is that all Edim, two or more, all have exactly the same level of Nemanos. And now, we can understand the Limud, the Hashtag. Right, and once, right, if the Drasha is telling you that the two Edim, 100 Edim, all have the exact same level of Nemanos, Memela, right, and once that's the case, then if Mamela's going to extend to Achash, because it's a din, it's a chiddush in Edus, that two Edim have the exact same Nemanos as 100 Edim. It's not a chiddush that, oh, by Hazama we're going to rely on the lower level over the higher level, and then, oh, maybe Yesh L'chalik between Hazama and Achash. No, the chiddush, even in the realm of Hazama, is that two Edim have the exact same level of higher level Nemanos as 100 Edim. So again, I'll take questions in a moment. So far we've had, in terms of the second Mahalak, that it's a Din and Edus, you're the Pashas of the Mishnah, you're the Rach, who learns from Edus to Hazama, and then you have the Rambam, who's learning from Hazama to Edus, and the way Reb Chaim is explaining it, is that the core here is, the core of the Limud, is this Chiddush to treat the level of Nemanos of two Edim exactly as the same level as 100 Edim, and Memela you can learn from one to the other, because it's all, at the core, it's a Din and Edus. Yeah.
I think the way that Reb Shmuel is explaining the tzad that is being
rejected
is rejecting. Yeah. I'm having difficulty understanding the way he puts it, because it sounds like he's saying it's a din in it, what's being rejected is that Rove, the way Rove works by Edus is overrided because of Trey Kamehah. If it's still a din in Edus, that could still apply to Hakasha.
Hakasha is Edus.
Right. Meaning, why would that be any different within explaining the Rambam? If you say that you have, 100 is still a more powerful group than two, but no, we're going to ignore that. So then within the Rambam, so if you say that's still a Din in Edus, it's just technically 100 is more powerful than two, so then still within the Rambam, you could still apply it to Akasha because it's still a Din in Edus. He says,
yeah,
Ma'alas Rov Ganda Edus.
Yeah, but coming back to the key is the direction of the Rambam, right? The Rambam says that this comes from, or the Chiddush is from Hazama, which is then carried over to Hachasha. So that direction, right? Because so therefore, if that original limud was simply that, oh, by Hazama, right, we rely on the lower level ne'emanos, so then you could have said, oh, that's dafka adin in Hazama, where there's a special gzeras akasiv to give ed ne'emanos to the mazina. Right? His presentation is the opposite, because he's just talking about edus in general. But again, if you plug it back to the direction of the Rambam, if the yisod of the hekish was to rely on the lower level, so then you could have said, oh, that we're going to limit that to the realm of Hazama. And not apply that to the realm of edus necessarily. But once the original din was not to rely on the lower level, but no, that it's not a lower level. That 2 edim and 100 edim have exactly, or 10 out of 10, right? So then the mela, you're going to extend it, because the original core din was a din in edus. Yeah.
So that I think I understand. It's just that doesn't sound like the way the Rishon is putting it.
Uh-huh. Look at the fuller context of... did you see the whole piece?
I think so.
Uh-huh. Meaning not just here. I cut out in the middle of the piece. In the broader context, he's discussing Reb Chaim, and he's discussing the direction. I think that's what he's saying. If you look at the bigger piece, then I'll talk. Yeah.
The pasuks from U.S. the base, why would you think to confide it just
as well? That's a good question. I'm not sure. Being assuming... Well, do we know that for sure within the Rambam? Rambam doesn't tell you what the Makor is. Yeah. He just says Gzeres HaKasuv, right?
He doesn't say Gzeres HaKasuv for the Nefesh. What? The Gzeres HaKasuv part is before the Nefesh.
That's true. Yeah, he doesn't. You're right. If it was Yumas Amesa, that would be strange to be Michalik. Maybe he does think it's coming from Yakum Davar. Maybe Anachanami. And therefore, it says coming from Yakum Davar. It's coming from Azam. That's what it sounds like. It's coming from Yakum Davar. And then, it's extended. You're right. It's not extended if it's really coming from Yumas Amesa. That's what it's so. That would, definitely according to Reb Chaim's read, that this is really. It came from Azama and now it's being extended to Hakasha. It would seem like coming from Yakum Davar.
That's
how it
is.
Where does it say that?
Like,
7-9. Yeah. Shnayim Edim is Yakum Davar. That works out well. Yeah. No, you're right. Sorry. Shnayim
Edim is Yakum
Davar. Shnayim Edim is Yumas Ames. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure if he means that dafka. It's a subtle difference between the mem or not the mem, but I'm not sure. I mean, the whole presentation would work out better if it's coming from Yakum Davar, for sure. This is Yosef's point. It's like you're coming from a pasuk of Edus just because the Rambam. You know, it sounds like it's coming from Yakum Davar. That's what it sounds like. Oh. So again, so we have the pashas of the Mishnah, we have the Rach, we have the Rambam, and then you also have seemingly the Ramban al Torah. All right, the Ramban al Torah again talks about this Mishnah in the context of which pasuk?
Yumas
Ames. Again, this is in Yud Zayin Vav. Whoever has the Ramban al Torah, right? So the Ramban al Torah is also going on a tangent in a moment because it's a famous Ramban for other reasons, right? But the Ramban al Torah again basically talks about the Mishnah and all the dinim derived in the Mishnah in context of the pasuk of Yumas Ames. And he quotes most of the dinim in the pasuk in the Mishnah. Do you have it? Anybody have the?
Do you
have it?
Yeah, we'll just
pull up
my phone. Isn't he
pointing
that from Rashi that he says
a
different
Shabbos? Does it? Well, let's see. He quotes Al Pishnayim Edim Ashlosha Edim. Right, again, this is Dvarim Yudayin Vav. Right, he says he first quotes Rashi in Skayemes Edus Pishnayim Lama Pralacha Shlosha. Hakas Shlosha Shnayim Mashnayim Edus Achas Ashlosha Edus Achas Veinan Rashim Zomim Achi Azimu Kulan. Rashi. So Rashi quotes the drasha of Rabbi Shimon, which is the second drasha, and then now the Ramban talks. V'chein in nimsa chamem karov upasal eidus kulam b'teila the din of nimsa echad v'im kulam neharagim u'mishalim b'amam b'azam maslam, which sounds like the Rebbe Akiva. She ikar akasav lahakish shlosha l'shnayim b'chol divrayim. The way the Ramban says it is that you have this drasha of Yumas Ames of shnayim or shnei pi shnayim edim or shlosha edim. That's telling you this general hekesh between Beis and Gimel Edim. The Chol Divrayim, that's all one cut. So just again, the Ramban happens not to quote our din of Beis being Maz and Gimel. But again, the fact that the Ramban quotes the entire Mishnah or three out of the four of the dinim in the Mishnah, and said in context of the general pasuk of Yumas Ames, and says, "Oh, this is a general din of being makish shlayim shlosha lechol divrayim." It sounds like the Ramban again is learning all these dinim as a general din in edus about the kot. That you know, no matter how many edim you have a kot, it's all one kot. It's all one kot. Yeah. Say that what? Oh, really? Interesting. 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 Either way, the Ramban seems to accept it. So whether it's Shittas Rashi, Shittas Ramban, he seems to quote it and accept it. So again, both Rashi, again, and the Ramban seem to, again, put these dinim in context of the general pasuk of Yumas Hames. So again, the Ramban, Torah again, also seems to, and seems, not beforeish, again, seems to adopt the, you know, the second Mahalach, that it's a general din in Eidos. But once we have this Ramban, you know, can't not mention the rest of the Ramban and a couple of important yisodas that come out. Again, it's a little bit of tangent, but it's too important. After the Ramban mentions that the Medrash Halacha is that to be Makish Shnayim Shlosha, the Ramban says, he quotes the famous quote of the Rasag, who has a pshat level interpretation of this pasuk of Alpi Shnayim Shlosha Edim. What does the Rasag say? What's the Rasag's Mechudish pshat level interpretation? Anybody? Exactly. That Shnayim Edim O Shlosha Mikable Edus Hashnayim. To say, right? Because obviously the question is, on a pshat level, like, why are you saying two or three edim? If two edim suffice, so says the Rasag, the two is referring to edim, and the shlosha is referring to, i.e., the makabel edim, i.e., the dayanim. So Ramban doesn't like the Rasag for two reasons. One is a textual question, and the other one is more substantive. What's the first textual question? It says edim. Exactly, right? First question is, v'ein because of Kabbalah's edus, prak edim. So problem number one, especially on a pshat level, is that it says edim, to say that when it says shlosha edim, is referring to shlosha dayanim, again, doesn't seem to be such a good pshat. But the more important one is the substantive question. You see about k'medumali?
Yeah, k'medumali, shetah ha'gon v'dino, ki edus din nefashos lo tekubal rak ne sanhedrin shel...
Right? The Ramban says, wait a second, is Yumas Ames in the context of Dina Nefashos. So even if you're right, Rasag, that the three is referring to Dayanim, it doesn't make sense in context, where in context of Dina Nefashos, you don't need three Dayanim, you dafka need Chav Gimel. So it's a very, very important answer. So what's the yeshiva of the Rasag? Obviously the Rasag knows the din that Dina Nefashos requires Chav Gimel Dayanim. So what's the answer given by Achronim? We saw the Pnei Yeshua. The Kli Chemda also says this on the spot. What's the Pnei Yeshua's chiluk? Very important.
Even if they're tempted to be somewhere else and they can't get a base number one three, they're still Edim without Edus.
Excellent. So Pnei Yeshua and Kli Chemda give a very, very important Yisodistic chiluk for the Rasag. That the Rasag thinks that the requirement of Chaf Gimel Dayanim in Dina Nefashos is Davka Edin in the Gemara Din. Dafka edin in the psak, but the other elements of Dayanus, right, the other functions of Bezin in terms of Kabbalah's edus, that could be done with three Dayanim, even in the context of Dine Nefashos. So you have a fundamental machlokas between the Rasag and the Ramban here, in terms of when you require Chaf Gimel Dayanim in the context of Dine Nefashos. According to the Ramban, that means all functions of Bezin have to be B'Chaf Gimel. Bein Gemara Din, Bein Kabbalah's edus. Rasag says, no, the requirement of Chav Gimel Edim is Davka Din in the Psak in the Gemara Din, but the Kabbalah's Edus, Al Yidei Dayanim, that can be done with Gimel Dayanim, even in the context of the Fashos. As the Pnei Yeshua and the Kli Chemda point out, this is a very important Nafkamina, as Rafi was pointing out. Let's say a Dayanim are in this far off place, and you can't get Chav Gimel Dayanim there. You can only get three Dayanim. According to Rasag, you have this Chiddush, you can have the Kabbalah's Edus, Al Yidei three Dayanim. Those three dayanim can then report the edus to the Chav Gimel dayanim, but because this is not edim reporting to Bezin, it's dayanim reporting to other dayanim, they're not going to have the psulim of ed mipiyed. Kli Chemda adds, you're also not going to have the psul of mipiyem lo mipiksavam. Any dine edus, such as needing direct edus, and you have to do al peh, those are not going to apply in this case where you have the kabbalas edus in front of dayanim. The dayanim conveying the information to other dayanim is not subject to all the classical dina edus, such as emi pi ed, and mi pi em, velo mi pi ksava. So running out of time here. So again, that's the Rasak's pshat, and the Ramban has an alternative pshat, that when it says al pishnayim or shlosh edim, it's saying that if the Beis Din has the opportunity to collect edus from multiple edim, they should, because, you know, in terms of getting out the MS, although Beis Edim, you know, are treated as 100 edim, still you try to seek out as many edim as possible. Getting back to the big picture in terms of the second mahalach, that it's a din in edus. So you have the Mishnah, you have the Rach, you have the Rambam, you have the Ramban al Torah, and who else? Which other chidushim al Hashas? Again, seems to say this very clearly. The Ritzva. Right, the Ritzva, again, after the Joshua, says very clearly, a little faster, right? V'hada amrinan ba'alma trei kameya me'hachahu dinafkalan. Ritzva says clearly that the din of trei kameya comes from this source. This din, right, this makor, this Mishnah, this Joshua, establishes the general din of trei kameya. Clearly saying that the din in hand is not a din in Hazama, but is rather a din in Edos. But now we have to think about the implications of all this. What's coming out of all of the second mahalach, right? We have the Mishnah, you have the Rambam, you have the Rach, you have the Ramban, you have the Ritzva, a very important yisod. They're all assuming that if not for the general din of Trei Kameya, then Beis Edim Mazimim would not be able to be Mazim Gibel Edim Zomim again if Gibel Edim had more Ne'emonos than Beis Edim. Again, if not for Trei Kameya, if Gimel Edim had more Ne'emonos than Beis Edim, so then two Edim Mazimim wouldn't be able to be Mazim Gimel Edim. That is a very important implication, right? If these Rishonim adopted the Baal Davar approach, then who cares? Who cares that the three Edim or the 100 Edim Zomim have more Ne'emonos as Edim than the Beis Edim Mazimim? The Edim Zomim are Baalei Davar. Who cares about their status as Edim? The fact, this entire Mahalach, which says that you need the din of Trei Kameya by Edus to tell you that Beis Edim can be Mazim Meya Edim, that tells you that these Rishonim are all understanding, even the Maskana, that you have this dynamic of Trey or Trey. That the dynamic between the Edim Mazimim and the Edim Zomim is a dynamic of Trey or Trey. And therefore, because it's Trey or Trey, and the Chiddush is to trust the Mazimim over the Zomim, if there was a world where Trey was not Kameya, and that Meya had more Namonas than the Trey, so then the Trey of the Edim Mazimim would not trump the Gimel of the Edim Zomim. So I'm just pointing out, while the second Mahalach clearly thinks that the drasha in hand is a din in Edus, there is a very important implication regarding the din of Hazama that they seem to be assuming that the dynamic between the Mazimim and the Zomim is one of Trey or Trey. What? But they don't learn the pasuk like that. These are all Rishonim learn the pasuk as a din in Edus by telling you that, oh, Trei Kameya. Implication being that if it wasn't for Trei Kameya, the dynamics of Hazama would be still, oh, this Trey would lose to that Meya. If we really adopted the Baal Davar approach, so then who cares about Trei Kameya? Because everyone agrees that 100 Baalei Davar are not Neman against Trey Edim. Okay, we're going to stop here because I think they're stopping upstairs. I don't take any questions. Yeah, so...